an interview with Dr. Roseanne Welch, author of Why the Monkeys Matter, on the Zilch Podcast, episode number 48. For more information, visit roseannewelch.com/monkeys.
And so we've talked about some of the ways that the culture of the 60s, for good and ill, influenced how the Monkees TV show was written and conceived and directed. In what ways do you think that the Monkees TV show influenced the 60s?
I think people don't realize how much it actually did. Because we're talking about 1967, and we're talking about people in what was then my age range, 7 to 10, who were going to be the teenagers of the 70s. And, you know, as we do with generations, it's really from 55 to 65, and from 65 to 75 is the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So the big crazy stuff that happened and the marching over the war and all that stuff, that's happening in the early 70s, not in the particularly early in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So those kids who no one was paying attention to this program because it was just a silly slapstick thing for children. But while we were watching that, we were hearing messages that were anti-war.
Right.
And messages that were anti-materialism. And all the things that fueled the real expansion of the hippie movement. And there's even, you know, as they did those wonderful end of show, and they were just trying to eat time because the episode was too short.
Right.
But those were wonderful time capsules of what young people in that period really thought. And I'm actually shocked at how much they were allowed to say on television.
Yeah, it floors me now looking back. And even little gags like, you know, the domino game that they called Southeast Asia.
Yes, you would never. That would be written out right now. You could not even get that on TV today.
And Timothy Leary, wrote about that and basically just said because they were a kid show, nobody was paying attention. And so they could, you know, as long as they didn't try to say hell on television, they could pretty much slip stuff under the radar.
Correct. And yet those interviews are not even under the radar. They're so, I mean, Mickey admits to being at the Sunset Strip riots.
Mm-hmm.
On television. That today would be all over BuzzFeed and TMZ and all that. But no one took them seriously. And even Davey makes that mention that no one talks to me because I'm under 21 and I don't count.
Exactly.
And our generation, I mean now, in this world, the generation now, they don't realize until the voting age was moved to 18, which doesn't happen until the early 70s.
Right, courtesy of Boyce and Hart, in part.
Correct. Yes, the love movement, they let us vote, which is so cool. Mm-hmm. And that's another way. I mean, imagine how effective that was. Boyce and Hart were so famous for their contribution to the show. To be able to get that kind of attention for a political movement is amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's just, it was just at the intersection of so many things.